the amount of mental pain of how many times you're gonna have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go is gonna be, there's gonna be more times you do something that you don't wanna do than you are gonna wanna do. And that's your new norm.
At its core, suffering is a very beautiful thing. A lot of people might overlook that, and with good reason, I understand why. You know, someone might have passed away in your family. You know, you might have lost your house, you might have lost your job, might have got your heart broken, cheated on, all that, and I understand. You're like, why would suffering ever be a beautiful thing? Suffering is the absolute only path to glory. It is the only way that you would ever appreciate a win, is being in the shit and in the suck.
Why is your path harder? Answer that. Why is your path harder? It's because it's great. Plain and simple. Your path is harder because it's great. When you can accept that, man, life becomes this poetic, beautifully treacherous, intimate process. And you can truly romanticize. You can fall in love and immerse yourself in everything that comes your way.
But the minute that you trip and fall, when you hit that ground, that's who you are. And if you really want to know who you are, it's how you get back up. To me, that's what this is all about. It's like the way that you react to that is sort of who you are. That's where we can really see a true illustration of your DNA.
It's hard doing something for a long time, getting up every single day and you're not where you want to be as just yet, and then doing it again the next day, doing it again the next day. That's actually hard, but you're building your mental endurance. Stop looking for the end result and just enjoy the process, bro. This is not fairyland, bro. You got to put in work in the real world, bro. Anything worth having is going to take hard work. You got to understand that. It's not going to fall in your lap.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life, rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
Here is one simple test with regard to value. Ask yourself, in approaching any task, is what impact will the accomplishment of this task have on my future? The futurity of decisions is the key to measuring the value.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you. You won't get to choose how long you're here. You won't know how many sunrises you have left. You don't get to rewind, pause, or skip the hard chapters. All you get is now.
I think we'll always have our daily battles with fear. But what letting go is, and learning to let go is, and really bringing ourselves to a place where we can truly begin to navigate these seas, is we have to change our foundation. Some of us have a foundation of fear. It's our home. It's our go-to. It's what we always go back to. And I've been there. And when we learn to let go, what we're doing is slowly cracking that foundation, digging it all up, and replacing it with the foundation of hope and faith.
The best piece of advice that I ever received is that you are what you think about. Everything that you think about, you become. You become what you think about. Thoughts lead to actions. Actions lead to behaviors. Behaviors leads to lifestyle. Lifestyle determines your destiny. So everything begins in the mind.
It's not on everybody else. It's on you. You have to make things happen. Nothing is going to be given to you. You cannot have any part of your mind that thinks, oh, someone will just do this for me. You cannot have that in your mind. You have to do things yourself. You have to create things. You have to make things happen. You have to do it yourself. No one's going to give it to you. No one is going to give it to you. And this doesn't mean you have to take from someone else. You have to build for yourself.
We all have this voice. It's the right or wrong voice. A lot of times that voice guides us into comfort. my voice guided me to comfort a lot. But I had this other voice I heard my whole life say, hey, Mucker, what are you doing? We gotta go over here where nobody's at. That's where victory's at.
Imagine you walking out the door a loser. I'd rather die. I would rather die than be that loser guy. Think about that. You want to walk out that door a damn loser, or do you want to walk out the door a winner?
Like, you know, I'll fight to the death. And sometimes I actually went close to death.
It sounds crazy, but you got to give it that much. If you want results, otherwise you'll be like everybody else. The majority of the population, they think they're crayon art. That was cool.
I found that I never found a single person who was successful who was not excellent at what they did. That competence, the commitment to becoming excellent in your chosen field, is an indispensable prerequisite for success. That if you are not good at what you do, you haven't got a chance in our competitive society unless you win the lottery. That success is predictable if you commit yourself to becoming excellent. It does a whole lot of other things within your mind, but if you commit yourself to becoming excellent, it changes everything about you. Must commit yourself to becoming the best. And the wonderful thing is that excellence is a journey. It's not a destination. You never get there. Complacency and satisfaction are the key enemies of excellence. But once you commit yourself to becoming excellent, the whole world opens up for you. This means simply this: do your best every time out and always strive to do it better. And what we do is we get to 90% done, and then we start to drag our heels. We start to put the paperwork aside. We start to think of excuses. We start to do what is fun and easy rather than what is hard and necessary.
This is it. This is the year that changes everything. And understand, the path to actually making progress and genuinely changing your life is quite simple. If you win enough days in your week, you win the week. If you win enough weeks in your month, you win the month. If you win enough months in your year, you win the year. And if you win enough years in your decade, you win the decade. You win enough of those, well, congratulations, you simply beat life, right? But understand that everything is fully dependent upon the actions and the decisions that you take today. So choose your actions wisely.
I've been doing this for 2 years, I'm burnt out. Then you ain't got it, bro, okay? Because this is a long sprint. You are sprinting as fast as you can for your whole life, and you can't get around doing the work, and you're not going to figure out how to do it. You're not the first person in the world that's going to figure out how to do it without doing the hard shit and putting in the time. You are not going to do it. So you have to ask yourself, is this the life I really want? Do I really want to pay that price? And what am I going to give for it? What's it going to cost me? Like, bro, it ain't for everybody. There is a reason it's rare, and the reason it's rare is because it's incredibly difficult. And it takes a long time, and it has to be the focus of your day, every single day. It'll punch you in the face 1,000 times in a row and not give a how bad you're hurting.
2025 is your last chance to become the person that you strive to be. This is it. You don't get another chance after this, because eventually you have to break the cycle, my friend. If you keep telling yourself you're gonna be something, new year, new me, right? Same person. This can't keep happening. We gotta break the cycle. Otherwise, we'll never break it. The more time goes on that we exist within this dreadful cycle of stagnation, the harder it is to get out. You know, you gotta develop some sense of urgency here.
You must get serious about two very important things. Number one is setting your goals and where you want to go. Designing the next 5, the next 10 years is so vitally important. What do you want to do economically? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be? What would you like to have? What would you like to share? How much would you like to earn? How far would you like to go? Those are some major questions to ask. And for that all to work out like you want it to for the next 5 or 10 years, in my personal opinion, you've got to get serious.
Life has a way of making you feel small. When things go wrong, when you're struggling, when you've lost something or someone, when everything feels like it's falling apart, it's easy to believe that your circumstances define you, that the storm around you isn't just something you're going through, but something you are. But let me tell you something. You are not your circumstances. You are not your failures. You are not your heartbreaks. You are not your mistakes. You are not the job you lost, the relationship that ended, or the dream that didn't work out. These are things that happen to you. They are not who you are.
And yet, when life gets hard, it's easy to let those things become your identity. You start thinking, I'm the person who messed up. I'm the person who can't get it right. I'm the person who always loses. But those thoughts, they're lies. Lies that your circumstances whisper to you in the dark. Lies that keep you stuck in a version of yourself that you don't have to be. Here's the truth. Your circumstances are temporary. Who you are is not. Think about that for a moment. No matter how bad things feel right now, no matter how heavy the weight you're carrying, it's not permanent. Circumstances change. Seasons change. Life moves. And when the dust settles, when the storm passes, you'll still be here. You'll still have the chance to choose who you want to be, no matter what you've been through.
But separating yourself from your circumstances? That's a choice you have to make. The first step is to acknowledge where you are without attaching it to who you are. Yes, things might be hard right now. Yes, you might feel lost or stuck or broken. But those feelings don't define you. They're just part of your experience. And experiences, they come and go. Think about it like this. When you're in a storm, you don't become the storm. You're still you, standing in the middle of it, waiting for it to pass. Your circumstances are the storm, but you, you're the constant. You're the one who gets to decide how you respond, how you endure, how you grow.
Here's the thing. Your circumstances are just facts. What gives them meaning is the story you tell yourself about them. If you fail at something and tell yourself, I'm a failure, that's not the truth. That's the story you've created. The truth is simply this. You failed at something. That's it. That's all. But the story is powerful. It shapes how you see yourself, how you move forward, how you live. So if your story isn't serving you, change it, rewrite it. Instead of, I'm a failure, try. I'm someone who learns from their mistakes. Instead of, I'm broken, try. I'm someone who's healing. The story you tell yourself about your circumstances is yours to write.
When life feels overwhelming, it's usually because we're focused on all the things we can't control. The past. Other people's actions. The unfairness of it all. But here's the thing. You don't control your circumstances, but you do control your response. You can choose to stay stuck. Or you can choose to move forward. You can choose to let the pain define you. Or you can choose to let it teach you. You can choose to focus on what you've lost. Or you can choose to focus on what you still have. Every choice you make is a step away from your circumstances and toward the life you want to build.
If you don't want your circumstances to define you, then start creating the life that does. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to fix everything overnight. You just have to start. What do you want your life to look like? What kind of person do you want to be? What values do you want to live by? Start there. Start with one small step, one choice, one action, one decision that moves you closer to the life you want. And remember this, the life you're building isn't just about where you're going. It's about who you're becoming along the way. The person who refuses to let their circumstances define them. The person who chooses hope over despair, action over excuses, growth over stagnation.
Your circumstances don't tell the whole story of who you are. They're just one chapter, one season, one piece of a much bigger picture. And that picture, it's still being painted. You are not your struggles. You are not your pain. You are not the things that have happened to you. You are the person who keeps going, the person who gets back up, the person who refuses to give up, no matter how hard it gets.
Never quit. Finish the race. Ever heard of learned helplessness? It's a psychological phenomenon that can happen from quitting too often. You quit once, you quit again, and then it becomes habit. Your brain learns that quitting is an effective way to avoid discomfort or difficulty, and it becomes a go-to response in challenging situations. It's all to do with the way the brain processes rewards and reinforcement. When a behavior is rewarded, the brain releases dopamine, which reinforces that behavior and makes it more likely to be repeated. In the case of quitting, the reward is the avoidance of discomfort or failure, which can be just as powerful a motivator as a positive reward. When faced with this dilemma, you must change the narrative in your mind. Bring it back to the intention. What was the intention? Well, you entered the race, so you intended to finish it. Go get it done.
Imagine you talk to the creator of the universe before birth and pick the person you get to become. You say, I want to be the most courageous. The creator replies and says, well, then I will give you monsters to terrify you so that you can conquer them. I want to be wise. And the creator replies, then I will give you failures that will crush your spirit so you can learn the value of judgment. You then say, sounds like a rough life. Can you give me a good life? Creator replies, just like we measure the quality of a blacksmith by the strength of his steel, I measure you by what you are at the end, not the fire and the hammer it took to make you. A good life isn't a life that's easy. A good life is a life that makes you into a good person. And that, my son, is a hard life.
The thing that people misunderstand about success is they're looking for the easiest way to get there. Everybody goes 5 easy steps, 10 steps to greatness, 8 steps to this. And those steps for success, they're infinite. You cannot count them. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. Those steps are constantly shifting. You don't know if they're there. Sometimes you have to trust that the next step is going to be there when you can't even see it. And sometimes when you step on that step, you go right into quicksand. But you got to be able to pull yourself back out of it again. And you just can't climb steps. Sometimes you got to crawl along those steps. And you finally get to the top, and everything shifts, and you're at the bottom again. And where you thought was the top is not even the top. It's the beginning. It's literally the beginning of where you're supposed to be. And that's when most people just quit.
But when you decide something is a must for you, an absolute must, when you cut off any possible, you just say, I'm going to find the way, or I'm going to make the way. Human beings, when they resolve things and they make a real resolution inside themselves, which is they raise the standard, they make it a must, they find the way. Think about it in your own life. Haven't you had some area of your life where you raise your standard and your life has never been the same? And then one day something happened. Something just clicked you over. Something took you over that kind of tipping point. And inside yourself, you said, no more. Something inside of you shifted. And what was a should became a must, and you've never gone back.
I can't.
You can't? Are you fucking kidding me? You just said I can't?
And he said, you know, I already know what your biggest problem is. And it's like the limitations you're putting on yourself are self-imposed.
You got to answer that question after you take the first step. This is why I'm always pushing that limit, because I know that within pushing these limits, there's always more.
You're going to fall on your face over and over and over again. You're going to make mistakes. It's going to cost you money. It's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you anxiety. You're not laying in bed at night staring at the ceiling with your heart pounding at 3 nights a week. You're probably not trying hard enough. Whatever the goal is, it has to be your goal. You cannot want a goal for someone else. And someone else cannot want a goal for you.
Commitment is major. See, when you decide that you're going to do something, when you commit yourself to live, you hold yourself to a higher standard. You you're seeking something, you're pushing the envelope, you are challenging yourself. You are willing to walk by faith and not by sight. And you know as a warrior that there's a dramatic difference between being a warrior and being a worrier. Anybody can worry in life when you don't have enough courage, expanded vision, that you have outgrown a situation and it's time to move on. Life moves on you.
When they look in the mirror, they're just trying to see what's on the surface. But winning and losing wants to know what's inside of you. It wants to know what makes you tick. It wants to know what your desires are. It wants to know what your ego is. It wants to know what your limitations are. It wants to know what your mindset is. It wants to know everything about you, because winning does not lie. When you look in the mirror, you can lie and see what's on the surface. Cannot lie what's going on inside. And that's what people are not willing to see. The lies that are truly going on inside of them that are not allowing them to win over and over, or sometimes even win once. You have to look. Winning requires you to go so far deep inside yourself. It's way beyond the surface. It's way beyond internal. It's going to a place that a lot of people haven't visited in a long, long time, because they're afraid to visit that person, because when they visit that person, they don't know who that person is anymore.
They say the greatest achievement in somebody comes right after their worst defeat. When they've hit rock bottom, hit the bottom of the barrel, they got nothing left. Everyone's given up on them. They've lost all their worldly possessions. They're dead broke on their back. It's at that point, guys, when everything's lost, that everything can be gained. There's no more ego there, is there? They let go of, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if I don't like, what if this person rejects me? The animosity, the pressures of society, let it all go because they've lost it all. They're just now left with the intestinal fortitude, the pride within. Do I want to stay on the bottomless barrel, or do I climb the baddest hole? And that is a spark of what it turns out to be their greatest moment, their greatest hour. We can live that way, guys. Imagine the life you can live when you let go the far failure.
Because if there's no way to go back, it's amazing what happens when it's a must to do something versus a should.
Pretend there's a documentary crew filming your success story and they're following you around right now. What would you do? What would you do if you knew that there was a crew following you around with cameras documenting your future incredible success and they want to catch you in the act of it all? You would do all the right things you'd have to do. Think about that. Organize it.
The man who loves walking will walk further than the man who loves the destination. When you love the journey, the goals just happen. You hit milestones as a side effect, because it doesn't matter at that point. I don't care if I can lift this much weight or run this fast. I mean, that's cool, but I don't love it as much as I love the journey. I love the journey. What does the journey consist of? Sucking at something, failing, getting better, learning, start it over, do it again. When you fall in love with the journey, everything else takes care of itself.
Working on yourself, talking to yourself, that's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time. Even when you don't want it to be there, you can't stop yourself right now from thinking. You can't do it. It's going on. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. You got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up. You'll get scared sometimes. Your mind will go blank on you. Some people you will allow to unnerve you. And you wonder, what's wrong with me? I'm like crazy. That's why you got to learn to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to stand up inside yourself. Working on yourself, watching that inner dialogue, it will determine the quality of your life.
Losers let it happen. Winners make it happen. Losers see thunderstorms. Winners see rainbows. Losers take chances. Winners make choices. It's all in the way you choose to think. Thank you.
outside the parking lot. Dreary, cold morning. Miami Fitness here. Why did I bring that up? Because it's up to the individual to allow the dreariness to set inside. Do we worry about external factors, or do we worry about what's inside of ourselves? Those two different things are the two measures of confidence, positive and negative confidence. Negative confidence is an egocentric person. This is all their performance trying to achieve third parties' agreeability, their likeness, their thumbs up, because we value their opinion. Those kind of people allow this mood, weather, everything that's set in to dictate their performance of the day. There's also another side, the positive side of confidence, starts from within. That's called pride. That doesn't value rain, sun, you know, if there's someone in the corner looking at them, if it's 5 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon, that pride is always awake.
To look at any great performer, one thing that makes them great is their grit. One thing that makes them great is their hunger to practice. One thing that makes them great is they are willing to sacrifice. I mean, yes, they're passionate, but did you know the root of the word passion is suffering? You've got to be willing to suffer for your vision. You've got to be willing to suffer to reach BIW, best in world. You've got to be willing to suffer the ridicule and laughter of your critics and your cynics to get to a place called world class.
Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever taste. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us. It's very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it.
You might have sore legs, sore back, sore shoulder. So, the struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You got to get harder. No one cares what you did yesterday. It only matters doing today.
Yeah. Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it. And it's like because they don't think you can do nothing they can't do. It's like it's a lonely, scary, dangerous pursuit. And as much as you want to be able to listen a little bit, because somebody's going to give you a gem, but nobody knows but you. You can't get advice on what you should do with your life, right? Nobody knows what you are. Like even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot. And it's like, as much as you want people to agree and you want the people around you to be supporting your dreams and all, it's not going to be like that all the time. You got to do it alone.
You have to have a contract with yourself of what greatness looks like, what winning looks like, what success to you is. And that contract is non-negotiable. It is literally non-negotiable.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything is a pill that's worthwhile.
We all have dreams. I had it when I was younger. So I figured the best place to make those dreams come true are in isolation. So I walked into isolation as David Goggins, but I walked out of isolation as Goggins. You become a savage is in isolation. That's when your mind changes. That's when your focus changes. Your dedication changes. Gain focus. Isolation is the key to strengthening your mind.
The greatest test that anything can withstand is time. Just give it time. It'll reveal itself.
Setbacks, problems, adversity, opposition, challenges are expected but never permanent. Like, I want you to pick up what I'm telling you, man. Setbacks, adversity, opposition, challenges, problems. It's to be expected.
When you're trying to do something hard, what your brain does is give you something else hard to do that's not quite as hard so that you can feel justified in not doing the thing you're supposed to because you're doing something else useful. And if you give in to that temptation, which you often will, then it wins. And because it wins, it gets a little dopamine kick and it grows stronger. Anything you let win, the internal argument, grows.
How can you beat someone who cannot fucking quit? How can you beat someone who every time they go through a hard time, they get better and they get stronger instead of getting weaker and getting demoralized?
Like, we all gonna go through something. Like, I love the quote that say, we all got problems. What makes us different is how we solve them. It's expected, but never permanent.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does.
One day you'll wake up and realize the potential you had, knowing you've chosen comfort over effort.
Fear is overcome. Hesitation is overcome. It's not overcome by motivation. It's overcome by discipline. I'm scared. I'm afraid. I'm nervous. I'm hesitant. I'm not sure if I want to do this. I'm second guessing. All those little things, they're just overridden by one thing and one thing only, discipline. And that's what it's going to take. That is the discipline.
When he lost courage, he would recite it, and it would give him what he needed to keep going. Out of the night that covers me black as the pit from pole to pole, I think whatever God there may be for my unconquerable soul, the failed collective circumstance, I have not cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of fate, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the shadow of the shade. Yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me, unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate and how punishment charged the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
What got me to this point was I was just the opposite of what I am today. I was that guy who ran away from absolutely everything that I got in front of me.
What pain have you gone through that has turned into suffering? It's the relationship where someone's unfaithful and you end a relationship that you thought was great. That is painful. But suffering is 3 years down the road and still saying, can't trust a man, can't trust a woman. It's the same thing when it comes to money. It's the same thing when it comes to business. What pain have you experienced in your past that you didn't process, that you didn't learn from, and now it's just this suffering mechanism that wakes you up, keeps you thinking, is when you're alone in your thoughts, it pops up. It's like, hey, suffering here. Let's spend some time together. It's like, no, screw you. I learned from that. I'm no longer suffering. Declare today, decide today that suffering will end. Pain is a part of our life. The more pain you have, that means the bigger you're playing the game. But we don't have to suffer. You have a choice.
Things are hard in life because this is the way that your soul evolves and grows. Think of it like a weight room. When I lift weights, and I lift weight that's easy for me, I'm not going to make any growth in my muscle. It won't. But when I start to lift things that are heavy, that are difficult, there's a lot of resistance. That's going to create tears in my muscle that eventually will start to grow back and it will develop muscle. I will increase my strength. Life is the same thing. The weight room is a microcosm of life. So I have to go through hard things. I have to go through things that put me under tension, that make me uncomfortable, that create resistance to ensure that my mind, that my soul will continue to evolve and grow. But just like with lifting weights, if it gets hard and I drop it, I let it down, I'm not going to get out of it what I could have gotten out of it. So instead, when times get hard, there may be times that you have to take a break, but do not give up.
It doesn't get any easier. Wins don't come easy. Wins are earned. The score matters. We live in the world where everybody thinks of, you know, hey, showing up is half the battle. No, showing up is none of the battle. It's none of the battle. If showing up is half the battle, you're so far away from winning and being limitless, you're never even going to get there.
So I know it might not seem this way, but life is so much more exciting when you're disciplined and working towards something. It doesn't have to be some huge life goal. It's anything that just gets you out of bed in the morning. Something that gives you a reason to want to chase each day. Because it feels good to improve, man. There's fucking purpose for a change. I don't know you. I don't know your current situation. But I do know if you constantly feel lost and unmotivated in your life, it's because you haven't been in motion. And objects at rest stay at rest.
The problem isn't that it's hard. The problem isn't that you're scared. The problem isn't that you want to give up. The problem is you thinking it's not supposed to be like this, because it is. These obstacles are the tests you must pass to become the person you want to be. They were in the terms and conditions you didn't know you signed when you started chasing this dream of yours. So embrace the struggle. Smile at the pain, because one day you'll look back on this time as the good old days.
The differential between the people that are achieving in life and don't achieve in life isn't really their potential, what they're born with, their gifts, or anything else. It's their perseverance, always showing up, always giving themselves a chance, getting out of bed, coming here in the morning, going for it, or else to sweep it. Put yourself in the opportunity to get that break, to give yourself a chance. At the end of the day, it's all you really can do. So the more you feel against the wall, something will eventually stick.
I just wanted to be a better version of myself, and I kept looking in the mirror and envisioning what I could look like. As long as you're alive and you're strong and you can keep pushing and you stay motivated and disciplined and just stick to the grind, and most importantly, have a plan. As long as you work, you get there one day, because something that everyone lacks nowadays is just having the consistency and the will to stay on the path, you know?
It's not what you do, it's who you are.
Yeah.
It's not what's gonna get you there, it's what's gonna keep you there. Do what's right, not what's easy. You know what I'm saying? It's not what you do, it's who you are. Like how you operate, how you treat people, how you do things. It's not what you do, it's who you are, right? It's not what got you there, it's what's gonna keep you there. Do what's right, not what's easy, right? Just how you live your life. It's certain people that live life a certain type of way. It's certain people that do things a certain type of way.
If you risk nothing, you risk everything. Risk is scary, but regret is terrifying. The safe harbor of success is an illusion. In life, your rewards rarely exceed your risks. Results, respect, resilience are all on the other side of risk. Be bold in the face of your fear. Never abandon. Take risks and take what's yours.
You only got one life, guys. Again, if you work it right, you only need one.
You get all you have, you're gonna get max potential back. And then who knows what come. That's the beautiful thing. If you don't show up, guys, you know the outcome. You'll never get the job, never get the part, never get the girl if you don't show up. If you show up, you're putting yourself in a situation to create those opportunities.
Failures are a prerequisite to who we want to become. I cannot stress that enough. So sometimes something that seems to be a negative thing, seems to be a bad thing that is happening to us, or even a season of dormant, or even a season where we have to sit back and start to recalibrate, recoil the spring, so to speak, reconfigure where we're at. Sometimes that's right where we need to be.
Aligning with that thought, right? Time is a scarcity, right? If we think in terms of time, a man-made construct, by the way, we only have so much time. Oh, I'll be happy when I graduate. I'll be happy when I get my first job. It goes on and on. Guess what? When you attach your happiness to an outcome based on time, that time will never come. You need to, in order to be happy, enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of your potential. That's happiness. Enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. And you got to know what your potential is. What do you want? You need to consistently, every day, persistently, without quit, enjoy that pursuit. Why consistency? I think consistency is the most important thing, because consistency elevates your awareness. What's the lesson? Don't limit your point of entry. Consistently, persistently pursue your potential and enjoy it. That's all I did.
And so there has to be this point in your life where what you want is so much greater than where you are. You're in such discomfort. In other words, the gap between what you're dreaming of, what you're destined to do, what you're capable of, you're aware of it compared to where you are. That tension between the two has a pull power to it, right? I really believe that. That the end of your life, you're going to get introduced to the person you could have been, you were destined to be, that he made you to be. And so I'm chasing that dude. Every day I'm chasing that dude. That's the pull power for me. I took the comfortable road. The comfortable road will never lead you to the person you are destined to be, ever in your life. And so I don't, if you don't become obsessed with chasing that person, you end up never meeting him.
Put an unfair pressure on people to have a vision, right? And I think that's true. We're not all Steve Jobs, and we don't all have big world-changing visions, to your point. I do believe, however, you can find a vision, right? In other words, it doesn't have to be yours. It can be someone else's. We found Martin Luther King. We found Mahatma Gandhi. We found Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, the visionaries. And people go, I love his vision. Right? You don't have to have a vision, but I do believe you have to find one.
Some of y'all have a habit of dreaming within your bank account. Some of your thoughts and visions are so big and so outlandish and so powerful and amazing, you'll end up talking yourself out of that dream from saying, I can't afford that. I came here to remind you that when people laugh at your visions and ideas, it's only because they don't have their own visions and ideas around what they're supposed to do with their life or their careers. People that don't have any dreams for themselves, they tend to be dream killers. People that don't have their own visions, they become vision killers. They want nothing more than to talk you out of your own visions. They don't have dreams for themselves. They don't have any hopes. But I want to remind you to continue to dream and dream big.
So at any time, if you feel happy or unhappy, miserable, joyful, ecstatic, in a state of agony, doesn't matter what happens, what is your experience, pleasantness or unpleasantness? Just to know that it's happening from within, and it can only happen from within. You can either take external stimuli or you can create your own stimuli, but essentially it happens from within. This one thing, if it is not grasped, when you feel miserable, if you think it's this one, you're gone. It's not going to work. This one basic fundamental thing is something that almost 90% of the humanity is always doing it wrong. Whenever they feel miserable, they think it must be this one or that one or that one or that one. No, all human experience is generated from within. The harder you try, the further away from it you go. First thing is to bring balance. Once there is balance, then you can build a tower on top of this.
So many of us are operating on patterns where we're trying to get needs met through other people that we have to focus inward first. We have to be able to fulfill ourselves, meet our own needs authentically before I can then authentically present them to another person.
The world doesn't need another perfect person.
The world needs you. And you're trying your best. You're doing what you can. And, you know, I think it's really important that you cut yourself a break and that you stop thinking that you have to be perfect. There are going to be days where you feel so underwater, and that's okay. You'll get through it. You'll figure it out. And you've got to understand that it's not about being perfect. It's about just being you.
Completely out of control. It's a terrifying doctrine, but it's not a hopeless doctrine because it still says that there's a way forward. There's a pathway forward. And the pathway forward is to adopt a mode of being that has some nobility so that you can tolerate yourself and perhaps even have some respect for yourself as someone who's capable of standing up in the face of that terrible vulnerability and suffering. Well, certainly by the avoidance of deceit, particularly in language, but also by the adoption of responsibility for the conditions of existence and some attempt on your part to actually rectify them. You know, if you take people and you expose them voluntarily to things that they are avoiding and are afraid of, you know, that they know they need to overcome in order to meet their goals, their self-defined goals, if you can teach people to stand up in the face of the things they're afraid of, they get stronger.
Success is not rocket science. You go and find the thing that you don't know, learn the thing you don't know, and do the thing you haven't been doing, and get the life you say you want. All I wanted was unfamiliar. But you have to understand that most people don't invite in unfamiliar because people are more committed to a familiar discomfort than they are to an unfamiliar new possibility. The key words are familiar and unfamiliar. See, we want to have a new experience while having some of the same behaviors because they're familiar to us. They're familiar. Some of them not even comfortable. People in relationships are not even comfortable. It's just familiar. People are still at jobs that aren't even comfortable. They're just familiar. So that's the crazy is that we're more committed to a familiar discomfort than we are to an unfamiliar new possibility because of the familiarity, not even the comfort.
To give people a vision of themselves beyond their mental conditioning and their circumstances, to let them know that they have greatness within them. But Khan, greatness, it's not our destiny. It's a choice that you have to make every day. You have to put yourself in a state of perpetual discomfort in order to manifest your greatness. You've got to reach outside of your comfort zone. So every day I look forward to the opportunity to inspire people to reach higher, to understand and know that what they've done is only a tip of the iceberg of what's possible.
Well, I think a fair bit of that's probably to be found in, you can find it in shame, you can find it in guilt, you can find it in conscience, you can find it in anger, you can find it in interest and engagement and beauty. There's lots of pathways. If you're angry about something in the world, well, it's speaking to you in a moral sense. This shouldn't be that way. Well, maybe you're the person who should do something about it in some manner. Maybe it'll take your whole life to figure out how to do that. Negative emotions can be a pathway to transformation. I'm not trying to romanticize them. They can crush you completely and leave you with nothing, for sure. And they can go badly astray. But shame, that's a good one. What am I ashamed of? Well, can you fix any of that? Because you might ask yourself, let's say you're so ashamed and so crushed that you're nihilistic and you can't see any hope for life. You're just done. You might think, well, what if I was less ashamed? I'm going to work on these things that I'm ashamed of and just see, like, does my life improve enough so that I'm not so bitter about it now or I'm not so hopeless about it now? And my experience has generally been that works. It works.
There are winners, there are losers, and there are people who have not discovered how to win. All they need is some help and assistance, just a little support. All they need is some insight or a different strategy or plan of action to make some adjustments that will open up the key to a whole new future for them, that will give them access to the unlimited power that they have within themselves.